laborers are few. And then the word mission is developed, I think, from probably three primary texts. One is Matthew chapter 28. A second one is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And then the third one is here in Ephesians 4, verses 11 and 12. What is the mission field? It is the field all around us where the mission of the church is being accomplished. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Today, there are 7.8 billion people on earth. In the year 2023, so 3 years away, we will hit 8 billion people. Broadly speaking, there are 619 million evangelical Christians worldwide. Or, to translate that, about 7.5% of human beings on this earth know and believe the gospel and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few, at that time, I mean, we're talking a tiny fraction of the population of earth was a follower of Christ. Today, a much larger percentage of people on this earth are followers, but there is a massive amount of work that remains, that still needs to be done. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says that God gave to the church four different types of men with four different spiritual gifts: apostle, prophet, evangelist, and number four, shepherd, teacher, okay, or pastor, teacher. Two of those gifts were given to the church to found it. Christ used the apostles and prophets to begin the church and lay the foundation. Those two spiritual gifts have ceased. They're no longer available today. The two gifts that still are used today are evangelist and shepherd teacher, or pastor teacher. I think we all know what pastor teacher is. That's a fairly easy gift to understand. But what about evangelist? Is an evangelist someone who, and we use this term to describe someone who travels in an itinerant fashion and goes from church to church to church and preaches and stirs up the church to be evangelists, or, you know, just godly, follow the Lord, can give their lives to Christ, that type of thing? That's probably not what this word means. In fact, I would argue it's not what this word means. Another possibility for an evangelist is a missionary. Okay, someone who is sent out by the church to go reach the world. That's another possibility, but I think probably in this context, the word evangelist is talking about people in our church, people in churches all around the world who are gifted, just like the pastor teacher, to do what? In other words, there are evangelists here in our church, gifted spiritually by God, to do what? That takes us to verse 12. God gave churches and still gives churches evangelists and pastor teachers to do two things: equip the saints for the work of ministry, and secondly, for the building up of the body of Christ. We understand the pastor teacher and what he does. What does the evangelist among us do? The evangelists within our flock, in our fellowship, like the pastor teacher, are being used by God to equip us for the work of ministry. It's not the evangelist's job by himself to do the work of the mission That is the mission of the church, to reach the world around us here in the greater Sheboygan area. It's not his job alone to do that. His job, yes, is to do that, but it is also to equip us to do that work as well. So that what will be true? The body of Christ will be built up. And in my notes, by the way, I just dispensed with my notes. I had three different passages I was going to do. I'm like, nah, we'll just do Ephesians 4 and we'll stop there. But in my notes, in pencil, I just drew in the margin a stick figure. And then next to it, a bodybuilder. Now, I'm not a very good artist, so if you looked at it, you'd probably laugh. But anyway, you know, I got a guy there with, you know, the biceps sticking out real big. And why did I draw that? Because I think, in fact, I know that there are churches that are anemic spiritually. Churches that are not being equipped well, okay, by the evangelists among them and the shepherd teachers or pastor teachers among them. The equipping is not going well, and therefore the body is anemic, okay? On the other hand, there are so many churches where the church is built up. It's being built up. It's strong. It's healthy. It's vibrant. And those churches are the ones that are accomplishing the mission that Jesus gave to the church back in the first century to reach the people in the field around them with the gospel of Christ. That is the mission of the church. Now, I'm super excited that Cynthia came today and presented Papua New Guinea. Maybe we will be able to support her. That'll be up to us as a congregation and how the Lord leads. But we've been challenged. Maybe, perhaps, there is someone in our church, and it's not necessarily an adult. It could be a teen. It could be a child here who God is speaking to right now. Maybe God has used the video and the presentation this morning and the word right now to talk to someone, to direct someone's steps, maybe even a young person, to consider missions. Are you that person? Whether you're that person or not, who would be sent to go far around the world to reach some distant location, we all are missionaries right here. We're missionaries in our own Jerusalem. There are a lot of people in our community that we need to reach. In conclusion, last week, an old lady named Irene died. Irene lived in a tiny town. I mean, we're talking Dinko, in Forest County, Wisconsin. The town is called Newald. Now, Forest County, Wisconsin, if you've ever been up there, it's the second largest county in the state of Wisconsin by size. But it is the smallest county by population with 8,819 people last year. Dinky little place, all right? I mean, you feel like you are at the end of the earth when you go there. But there's a little church, and I had the privilege to be a pastor at this little church for 6 years while I taught at Northland. There's a little church there that's kind of like a candle flickering in the wind. Okay, if you know the biography and the movie on William Carey, you know what I'm talking about there with that imagery. Okay, but there's a little church up there that is illuminating a dark, mostly empty place with the gospel. And Irene was a woman who 12 years ago was bitter, who 12 years ago was not getting along well with hardly anyone, and whose husband tragically and all of a sudden died. And when he died, God used that to begin to cause her to ask questions. And there were a couple of ladies in our little church who knew her and who were trying to answer her questions and told her, you know what, you should come to our church and ask those questions to our, you know, talk to our pastor, ask him those, and I think he'll be able to give you some answers. So she came, continued to come, and within a short time, I was able to lead her to Christ. Why? Because some of the ladies in that community were caring enough to reach out to her and share the gospel about 12 years ago and invite her to church where she came to Christ. Not a few people in that area are either in heaven today or are now believers in Christ today because of that tiny little church in the tiny little town of Long Lake in the massive county of Forest. So, how will God use each of us this week even to reach the field that is wide unto harvest all around us? You are missionaries. That is, you are saved and you are called to carry out the mission of Christ in this world, on this earth, and your mission is in Sheboygan or in Falls or in Plymouth or in Oostburg or wherever you might live. For us, it's Howard's. Okay? Wherever you might live, God is going to use you to touch people's lives. Irene entered heaven last week because of a couple ladies in our church. Who will enter heaven someday in the future because of some teenagers here in our church, a couple of ladies in our church or men in our church, a family in our church? It could be a loved one. It might be a next-door neighbor. It could be a coworker. It might be somebody that you meet in the grocery store. God is at work here. We have seen many people saved in the past few years, and we have evangelists among us. I think since he's gone, I'll mention him. I think of Milo Weiss. He and Patty are on vacation this weekend. I mean, I think of Milo Weiss. I think of his burden for evangelism and how God has gifted him. Take, you know, the opportunity to go to some of the evangelistic meetings that he has to teach and encourage evangelism in our community. He meets weekly with a small group of us. Go to his evangelistic Bible study on Thursday nights every week, except in the summer, but during the school year, Thursday nights every week, he's got an evangelistic Bible study that's reaching out. Give yourself the opportunity to learn how to be a more effective missionary, a Christian on a mission here in Sheboygan, by taking advantage of the evangelists that God has placed among us. He's not the only one. But I'm so excited that he's a part of our church. So, folks, in a moment, we're going to take an offering for Cynthia. So if I can have the men who collected earlier go back again and grab a plate and come forward. I'll close us in prayer and transition us in prayer to the offering. And then I believe Mike Nally is going to come. And you know what? Let's dispense of the final song. I just looked at the clock. So let me... pray, and the men will come collect the offering, and at the conclusion of that, then we'll be dismissed. Is there anything else I'm missing here at the end? Any announcements? Maria, anybody else? All right. Sometimes, you know, you have a lot going on in your head. You have to introduce a missionary. You've got all the things you got to preach, trying to condense the message, all these things, and so you can forget. But let's pray. Our Father, we've been challenged about missions today. This was a fantastic presentation that helps us to understand better what missionaries are going into, what they have to live like, what they go through. The challenges that they face are things that they embrace because they are on the mission of the church, the mission that you gave us, which was to, by the end of the age, reach the end of the world. And so, Lord, we pray that you will further Cynthia and many like her to go to the ends of the earth before the end of this age is reached, to share Jesus Christ, the good news, the gospel about how he died and therefore earned righteousness and saves from sin those who will believe in him. We thank you for Cynthia, and we pray that the offering will be used to help her to go and meet other churches and ultimately go to the mission field. You are a good God to us. We pray for your blessing now. In Jesus' name, amen.